Dow plummeting 4.6% as the market took a heavy hit from panic sales. The S&P 500 slumped 4.1%, while the Nasdaq sank 3.78%. On Friday, U.S. stocks plunged, with the Dow slumping over 650 points, as investors worried that the Federal Reserve may hike rates on a faster pace after an upbeat jobs report. The U.S. Labor Department says the U.S. economy added 200,000 jobs in January, beating market expectations, and the unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 4.1%. Analysts said the market's now thinking about the possibility of the Fed raising interest rates four times this year, after the central bank in December suggested three more increases in 2018. Meanwhile, here in China, the benchmark Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong opened 3.77% lower on Tuesday. Mainland-based financial stocks went down, with China Construction Bank, Ping An, and ICBC falling more than 4%. Pakistani police said gunmen opened fire on two Chinese nationals in the southern Pakistani port city of Karachi on Monday, killing one and wounding the other. Police said the two employees of a shipping firm were targeted in an upscale neighborhood while they were out shopping for groceries. Officers added that the perpetrators fired 9 shots before fleeing in a car. It was not immediately clear what motivated the attack. China's central authorities have unveiled a 3-year action plan to improve the rural living environment. The country aims to make villages clean and tidy and promote residents' hygiene and health awareness by 2020. The plan lists some key tasks, including garbage sorting, toilet upgrades, residential sewage treatment, and village management. Eastern China and the developed areas in central and western China are required to fully implement these tasks. In the less developed regions in central and western China, garbage sorting should be put into place in around 90% of villages, and around 85% of toilets should meet hygiene standards. Maldives President Abdullah Yameen has declared a state of emergency amid a political crisis in the country. Yameen's assured citizens and foreigners in the country of their safety. The Supreme Court last Thursday ordered the immediate release of opposition leaders who'd been facing criminal charges. The court said the prisoners were free until fair trials could be conducted without undue influence. Since then, clashes have erupted in the capital, with opposition supporters clashing with the police. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Gong Shuang says China supports all parties in the Maldives in seeking a political solution. Gong also suggested that Chinese citizens who are planning to go to the Maldives in the near future temporarily refrain from doing so before the situation is stabilized in the country. Air China has announced a decision to increase the number of flights flying from Chongqing to Taiwan for 5 consecutive days ahead of Spring Festival, or the Chinese Lunar New Year, which starts on Friday. Currently, one scheduled flight is flying between Chongqing and Taiwan every day. There will be 2 flights daily between February 11th and 15th. The decision comes as Taiwan authorities refused to approve 176 additional cross-strait flights operated by China Eastern Airlines and Xiamen Airlines, citing security concerns regarding the route. Iran's foreign ministry says the country will never participate in any renegotiation of the 2015 international nuclear deal. In making the statement, the ministry also calls out the U.S. illusion of trying to amend the agreement. The statement follows recent comments by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who said that working groups with the participation of 3 European countries had been set up to discuss the deal. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that the Iranian nuclear deal contains flaws and harms Western interests. Trump's threatened that Washington might withdraw from the deal and stop waiving U.S. sanctions on Iran, which were removed under the 2015 agreement. The first day of trial in Belgium for the surviving prime suspect in the Islamic State attacks in Paris that killed 130 people has ended. Salah Abdeslam refused to stand or to answer questions as he went on trial for a shootout with police in his native Brussels. This was Abdeslam's first public sighting since his capture nearly 2 years ago. Abdeslam is being tried alongside a second defendant, Safian Ayari, a 24-year-old Tunisian. Federal prosecutors in Belgium are seeking 20 years in prison for each of them, saying they took part in a joint operation to ambush officers. Abdeslam will be held in a highly secured prison in northern France during the Brussels trial. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. CRI News Plus Radio and WMFT Radio Network jointly present The Jazz Show.